CNC to Commander, Endeavour. This is a quick summary of the situation as we see it now. You know that the General Assembly meets at 1400, and you'll be listening to the proceedings. It is possible that you may then have to take action immediately, without consultation. Hence this briefing. We've analyzed the photos you have sent us. The vehicle is a standard space probe, modified for high impulse and probably laser riding for initial boost. Size and mass are consistent with fusion bomb in the 500 to 1,000 megaton range. The Hermians use up to 100 megatons routinely in their mining operations, so they would have had no difficulty in assembling such a warhead. Our experts also estimate that this would be the minimum size necessary to assure destruction of Rama. If it was detonated against the thinnest part of the shell, underneath the cylindrical sea, the hull would be ruptured and the spin of the body would complete its disintegration. We assume that the Hermians, if they are planning such an act, will give you ample time to get clear. For your information, the gamma ray flash from such a bomb could be dangerous to you up to a range of 1,000 kilometers. But that is not the most serious danger. The fragments of Rama, weighing tons and spinning off at almost 1,000 kilometers an hour, could destroy you at an unlimited distance. We therefore recommend that you proceed along the spin axis, since no fragments will be thrown off in that direction. 10,000 kilometers should give an adequate safety margin. This message cannot be intercepted. It is going by multiple pseudo-random routing, so I can talk in clear English. Your reply may not be secure, so speak with discretion and use code when necessary. I will call you immediately after the General Assembly discussion. Message concluded. CNC out.